Now, the 97th Oscars will be held on Sunday in Hollywood. They'll be hosted by Conan O'Brien. Unfortunately, there's relatively little Irish interest this year, although the Irish production company Tailored Films is among the producers of The Apprentice, which has a number of nominations. We're going to look ahead with our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke. Evelyn, given the devastation caused by the wildfires, is there a small bit of a shadow over this year's ceremony?
Oh, I think there is. I mean, there was even a moment there where it looked like it mightn't even happen, but they are going to go ahead. And of course, that news about Gene Hackman is another casting, another shadow as well. That sad story. I mean, he's a previous two-time winner of the Oscars, so I imagine there'll be lots of mentions about him as well on Sunday night. As you say, we got a bit carried away with ourselves. We sort of feel we've a right to be at the Oscars now over the years. Cillian Murphy winning, of course, last year. So a bit of a shock for us this year.
Yeah,
that we're not
what will we do
it
on Monday without the interviews with friends and family? I mean, they've become a staple part of the schedule.
I know. It's going, where am I going? So I'll give you one. Brian F. O'Byrne, of course, is in Conclave, right? And Best Picture, that's one of the categories people really care about. That seems to be building up, and it has sort of an eerie little feel to it, obviously, with The Pope in Real Life in the headlines as well at the moment. But that seems to be building up momentum, kind of on the back of the fact that Emilia Perez, which had led with 13 nominations, really that campaign has fallen apart. It had won at Cannes. It looked like it was going to sweep up everything, but it's had a very, very difficult campaign. So I think Conclave could do something kind of nice there. So that's my little Irish interest there. He plays O'Malley in the film, and he's wonderful in it. He described it last week to Oliver Callan as a cast of baldy guys, so that was quite funny. Not many women in Conclave, of course, Isabella Rossellini, but that never seems to bother the industry that much. Moving on, Best Actress, again, Emilia Perez's lead, Carla Sofia Gascon, looked like she was going to do it, the first openly transgender performer to be nominated. But there's been a huge controversy around her situation there. So Demi Moore has been having that clean sweep. She had a little stumble at the BAFTAs and the Spirit Awards. The award went to Mikey Madison. But you can't keep her down, though. She was back on top of the SAGs last week. There's kind of a view at the Academy that they like to give this award to people as a thank you. She's made lots of money for them, and also they like her. So I think she could do really well. And Adrien Brody so far, clean sweep for The Brutalist. Timothy Chalamet winning last week. But I do think Adrien Brody, the smart money would be on him.
All right. Listen, Evelyn, thanks a million for that. That was our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.